866-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
As an 18-year-old...
Good Tuesday morning. Here in Little Apple, Brady Bowman with you. Here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson, and County Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief Pat Collins. And we have a phone call over break. Let's go ahead and take that phone call right now. Caller, you are on In Focus. Hello, caller.
There you are. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Forgetting all the technical stuff about radios, how is the public going to be better served if we had a more expensive system? Make it simple.
All right. Thank you. Pat, Ben, anybody?
Well, I think I'll kind of step in. The key is that right now when we send any emergency responder out, if we can't talk to them, we can't guide them to the right house, we can't get them to the right place, we're not getting information back from dispatch. And so the public is actually in as much danger as those responders sometimes, because they're the ones that have called 911 and said, hey, I need help. And if we can't get help to them, or if things go south when the responder is there, they can't call out for more help to help protect other people. That's how any kind of a system that works well is going to help the public.
Does that work, caller, if you're still on air?
We could.
I think he's done.
We could give some specific examples too. I have a friend who's on the police force who texted me a few months ago to tell about a situation he was in at the hospital. I'll read the text here. He says, I was in a fight today at the hospital, and me and my training officer were trying to radio out for help and more officers, but they couldn't understand us. One of several times where officers have been in dangerous situations, and the radio was too garbled. And I know Director Schoen shared a couple other examples of that when he spoke to the commission last week.
He did, and actually good segue there, Commissioner. We do have some of that audio from Thursday's meeting. Here's some clips from RCPD Director Brad Schoen talking to the commission about some of the struggles with the radio system.
I can tell you that we had one call where we had a call of an individual with a gun, and when the officer arrived there, her portable radio was nothing but static. She tried to get out on a PD3 south, and no transmission of any kind came through to dispatch.
Dave, did you have something you wanted to
in? Yeah, and this is kind of in regards to what the previous caller was talking about in terms of the technology and how that has – a lot of people don't realize how much technology has advanced and is now required by the Federal Communications Commission. And that's one of the things I think is a lot of people don't understand because of the new frequencies being allocated for emergency services and frequencies for – television, different radio frequencies, even wireless microphones. All of this has changed over the last several years, and now it's mandatory through the FCC to have this type of equipment. Is it not, Pat?
That's what that's basically what they're saying, and they're looking at stricter standards as we look into the in 2020 or 2022 to bring that phase two technology and mandating it. So the digital technology is going to be mandated. The other thing that we're running into day in and day out is technology, because even LED lights affect how the VHF signal works. I mean, we have intersections in town where we have LED lighting at the intersections, and we have emergency responders can't talk on their radios.
And that's just the stuff people don't think about. And we have more LED lighting out there than probably ever we've had. And we have some more clips. I want to play this other clip. I've got two more clips from RCP Director Brad Schoen, who talks about this issue as well.
We had an in-progress burglary call that had just occurred. Officers were clearing a business, and their traffic was completely intelligible. Finally, we had an incident where an officer was out with five subjects, three of whom were actually being detained and was trying to verify a VIN on a gun. And again, radio traffic was unintelligible.
And Tammy Robinson, County Budget and Finance Officer, if everybody's always worried about cost in government, as they should be. That's that's taxpayer dollars. Of course, people are going to be concerned about how that's spent. And is the county going about this in the most cost-effective way? I mean, this is an expensive system. I'm sure there's not many ways to
to go, quote unquote, cheap on this. And nor do you really want to go cheap on something so important.
When you look at cost effective, again, the bond cost did come in just a little cheaper, but you cannot guarantee whether the first election will pass. So if the first election doesn't pass and you have to have a couple more, then you're adding additional costs. So when we looked at the numbers and took in consideration the potential for elections and their costs, we felt like the lease purchase option came relatively close to meeting the same costs that we may be looking at for a bond. And because of that, we did feel like we were trying to be the most cost effective without being able to look into the future.
We're also trying to stretch this out over 15 years because the people today aren't, we don't want them to be the ones that have to pay the whole bill. I mean, if we're going to use this system for the next 15 years, we need to stretch that out and be able to utilize that and actually amortize that out over that 15 years. So that's what we're talking about with the lease purchase today.
And the biggest way county expenditures can actually, before I go into that, do we have a phone call? We do. All right, caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I got in here just a few minutes ago, and so you may have discussed this prior to me listening. But you know, as with many things that we as consumers go out to buy, you're not always able to purchase exactly what you want. From the get-go. Sometimes, upon looking at your budget and what you can afford, you end up needing to opt for something a little less expensive. And yet, for, like a car, maybe initially you think you need a certain car, and then when you find out how much they cost and how much money you have coming in, you have to adjust that. And so I was wondering, has that, from that angle, has it been looked at in terms of all the different communication systems out there that are available, and what's the high end versus the middle that will work? And then my second comment is, if these LED lights are interfering with the transmission, maybe we need to look at limiting those. And I'll hang up and listen for your comments.
Thank you.
Whoever wants to take a stab.
Pat, I expect you can talk more about some of the things we've done to cut costs on this and the other bid.
Well, so what we did is we went out and got a consultant to come in and reviewed what we currently had for a system, put together a base bid for a system that we thought would work. We went out to bid. We had two vendors that came in. One was Harris, one was Motorola. Motorola had a 12-site system that provided us 95% in-building coverage. So that's still 5% of the county that's not being covered by the radio system. And that's about where that's the risk that we need to take. I mean, I think 99, 100% of the county is unattainable. So what we've done then is, based on the low bid, we've actually gone in and worked with the vendor, taken some stuff out, tried to reduce the cost as much as we could. We've actually got a push-to-talk product that goes along with this bid, so our non-public safety users can actually use the push-to-talk part of the system on their cell phone and be able to access it that way, so they don't have to purchase an expensive radio. So we're trying to expand this as much as we can and reduce the cost.
And are you saying that would be like the volunteer firefighters would use that, or who would?
Probably not. Probably dog catchers, maybe zoo workers, the people that are non-public safety lines of work.
Okay.
Brady Bowman here with County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief Pat Collins, Commissioner Ben Wilson, and County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. If you have any phone calls, questions, get involved in the conversation. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. You'll get to talk to Dave, and Dave wants to say something right now.
Yeah, I don't think I recall hearing what the price of a lease approximately is going to be. I know, Tammy, you said that you had were looking at a couple of different financial institutions to provide that. Do you have an estimate on what the annual cost of that lease will be?
Yes. Just a second here. Let me
There's a lot of papers on over yes. there on the desk, you know, and I Pat.
You know, we're getting into it now. We're getting into it now. You hear a bunch of papers
That's
shuffling.
Right.
So we're looking at between 443,000 and 446,000 a year.
So that's almost a full mill.
Just
almost
under.
A full mill. Yeah. Three quarters of a mill.
Yes.
That's for the infrastructure. The infrastructure like the towers and the dispatch equipment, and that would not include the radios, the individual radios, or the maintenance contract.
Correct. So when you're looking at that, although the total project is approximately $11.3 million, the actual cost that we're going to consider for the lease purchase is $5.3
million. All right, we have another phone call. Dave, did you want to take this now or wait till after
let's
break?
Let's take the call and then we'll take a break.
Okay, caller, you are on in focus. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it should be any issue for the emergency people to have what they need. You know, they're out there to help us, save our lives, protect us. I don't think it should be any problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Caller. Anything else? Guess not.
Always nice to have some positive reinforcement there, right, Pat?
And with that, let's take that positive reinforcement into our final break of this hour of In Focus, this Tuesday edition. We'll be back with more after this.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. They're